You may be seated. But this is going to be good tonight. And I've known Kathy. She's an amazing prayer herself. She really is. But the Lord's like, fix that. Fix that, you know. Because he said, my house shall be called a house of prayer for all of God's people. And so, but, you know, you got to help me tonight because, you know, there are so many things. There's so many directions I can go. And I think I have the direction. However, you know, it's like, I just need help tonight. But I was thinking about something one of my dear friend, you know, Ela, my praying friend, said, Brother Hagin said, there are some things that could be said. There are some things that should be said. But I want to say those things that must be said. And so while as I stand before you tonight, so I do want to welcome all of you and thank you for coming out tonight. I think it's going to turn out all right. Like I said, I'm trusting the Holy Ghost for utterance and for divine articulation, if you will. And but I'm just going to give you a backdrop. Oh, by the way, welcome to the revival capital of the world. Hallelujah. And but I want to give you a little backdrop of where I've been, especially some of you have been praying with me on a regular basis. But God has had us on an amazing assignment, if you will, on an amazing track. And so about a year ago, God told us to praying in tongues. So I'm going to ask you tonight to sign up for this. Not literally, though, you know, not literally, but you understand as Paul said, as I unfold this mystery to you. Amen. Oops, I better get these on, right? And so so we started. I mean, we pounded. You know, it was just like the renewing of our minds about praying in tongues. And I began to teach it. And God gave us a fresh revelation about it. And then God showed us and, you know, he helped us. And I began to share with people how you should build yourself up at least 1 hour a day, you know. It's something about that 1 hour principle, right? Jesus said, could you not tarry with me for 1 hour? And so, we did it for almost a year, 9 or 10 months. And then we found ourselves in this amazing place in the spirit. And God told us that was a prophetic place because this was a prophetic season, you know. And so, and then we worked that prophetic place. And then it seemed like we worked it for about, I would say, 6 or 8 months. And then we came up again to another level and it seemed like, okay, we got to get some other kind of fuel. We need some more fuel to go further. And the Lord brought us full circle about praying in tongues. And how that happened, one weekend I clicked on YouTube to listen to Brother Hagin. Like I normally do on a Saturday. Sometimes I do it on purpose, and sometimes I have it planned when I'm doing my chores or what have you. And this particular Saturday, I was going to do Brother Hagin on YouTube, and the Lord spoke to me. He said, I want you to listen to Lynn Hammond instead. And so immediately my mind went to my Lynn Hammond's library that I have. I mean, I even still have cassette tapes. You know, I do, and I play them. You know, and so so I started going through the list in my mind. What am I going to listen to? He said, no, go on YouTube. I said, oh, typed in Lynn Hammond prayer 2020. And so it said, praying in the spirit, I think, the language of heaven. And so I began to listen to her. And she said one phrase. That got me. She said a lot of amazing things, but this one phrase, me and God got caught up. And so she was talking about this amazing language of heaven. So I'm gonna put the cart before the horse, and then I'm gonna put the horse back where it belongs. Then I'm gonna come back, okay? And so, but she was talking about this amazing language, and how it is our language of heaven. And she made this statement. She said that we're there are always times and seasons, and we know that in God, because like this season is a prophetic season that we're in. And she said, our language have to match the season we're in. Amen. Then God spoke to me again. He said, that's why I had you rallying the troops to get them to praying in tongues on purpose. Okay? Now I want you to take that and hold that right there. So now, for the sake of the tape, the title, I don't know what to call this tonight, because as I said earlier, so many things are turning in my spirit. And so right when I was getting ready, I had gone to wash my makeup off from earlier today to get fresh for tonight, and I bent over in the sink, and the Lord said, handmaidens of his power. Handmaidens of his power. So then I had all of these things here because, you know, we got the revival capital of the world. And I know y'all just on your edge to pray about the coronavirus. Because, you know, y'all watch all the news and stuff. You don't spend your time in the closet praying in tongues. You're trying to keep up with the news. Yeah. So, but anyway, it's okay. You're going to learn different tonight. So anyway, and so then I began to meditate about, you know, I had been meditating on the power of God because I was going to talk about it. And, you know, I sat there from probably a little bit before 1 to 5 o'clock with all of these things and the power of God. And when the Lord spoke to me after 4 hours, sitting there, meditating, praying in tongues, writing down different things he told me to, go and look at this thing and that thing. He spoke to me, handmaidens of his power. If I was speaking to a general assembly tonight, I would say, want it, a church of power. This is what I would title it. Or I'm then subtitles, servants and handmaidens, because you're going to learn tonight that servant is the male, handmaiden is the female, but they are bond servants, you know. And so we're going to talk about that. So now you held that thing about our language matching our season. So keep that in mind if you have to write it down, because we'll come back to it. So, but God said handmaidens of his power. Look at all the beautiful, amazing handmaidens out here in this audience. Amen. Full of power. But probably only dispersing about 1% of it. Now, so did we pray? Did I pray? I probably don't need to. I'm good. Okay. All right. Now, I want to start out with this scripture. Which one, Lord? I have this one, that one, that one. Yes. Let's go to Ephesians 6. And I thought it was interesting how the Lord gave this to me, because I never teach or preach from Ephesians 6 with just verse 10, but you'll see tonight. So I do want to read it from the King James. Anybody have a King James they can give me quicker than I can get it on here? I need to use that parallel Bible you gave me. Okay. All right. I got to get used to it. I have all my stuff highlighted in this one. I'll work on it. So Ephesians 6:10 in the King James. I'm going to read it from the Amplified Classic in a second. But finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Right there. So now, handmaidens of his power. Now, this word, and I got this from Rick Renner, Sparkling Gem. Aren't we thankful for Rick Renner? Yes. Pastor Rick Renner, I apologize. Pastor Rick Renner. So I want to give you Pastor Rick Renner's definition of the word strong, the word power, and the word might. So first, be strong in the Lord. Handmaiden of his power. I'm going to teach you how to be strong in the Lord. Teach you how to walk with the power within and the power upon your life, because we need it in these end times. So the word strong comes from this Greek word. I'm not going to try to pronounce it tonight. Now you can go look it up yourself. But I know it's a Greek word because Rick Renner says it is. But it comes from this Greek word, which means an explosive power that is being deposited into some type of container, some type of vessel, or some type of receptacle. This power, this word for power, the word strong, that word also has the nature that means there must be some type of receiver for the power to be deposited into. So now remember, the word strong is in dynamo, something like that. But it is this explosive power that is made for a receptacle, for a vessel, for a container. All right? Now, the next word there in Ephesians 10 is be strong in the Lord and the power. Let's look at that word power. It is the word kratos, the Greek word kratos. And this power means to be very demonstrative. It is an eruptive, tangible power. It almost always comes with some type of external outward manifestation. It's a kratos. Okay? Now, the next word is important, the word might, because this word comes from a Greek word iskousos, I think, which conveys a picture of a very, very strong man, such as a bodybuilder. In fact, this word might is the force that works behind the kratos. See, there's a force that's at work, that works behind this demonstrative power, okay? And remember the infamous scripture about prayer? The effectual, fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. That word availeth is the same word as this force. I like that. We're going to probably get to that scripture later. Now, so this receptacle, let's go to Second Corinthians 3, or 4. We're going to go to 3 first, and then we'll go to 4. 2 Corinthians. Remember, you're handmaidens of his power. Oh, I forgot to preface. Okay, thank you, Holy Spirit. So how I came about the power deal is the Lord said to me, read Brother Copeland's prophecy about 2020. 2020, the year of great change, new vision, and manifested power. And the Lord said to me, I want my church to manifest this power that I put in them, that I deposited in them.
Yes.
And he said the handmaidens know how to do it.
Glory to God.
The handmaidens. You know, that's an end time promise from the Bible. And we're going to look at it in Acts. So that's how I came about it, because I was going to name this subject manifested power, but he said no. Then I told you he gave me the title later, Handmaidens of His Power. So now let's go to 2 Corinthians 3, verse 6. It is he who has qualified us, making us to be fit and worthy in dispensers, underline that word dispensers, of a new covenant of salvation through Christ, not ministers of the letter of legally written code, but of the Spirit. For the code of the law kills, but the Holy Spirit makes alive. So there's this alive working power that God has deposited into us, and he wanted us to be dispensers of it. Okay? Now, all of us are ministers, right? We all are ministers. Then we have different callings. You know, that's the fivefold ministry calling. And so, but we all are ministers. And he said, we have been qualified to be dispensers because we are ministers. Now, I have to go to verse 7 because he said, now if the dispensation of death engraving letters on a stone was inaugurated with such glory and splendor that the Israelite were not able to look steadily at the face of Moses because of its brilliance, a glory that was to fade away, why should not the dispensation of the Spirit? So if Moses' face could shine with such glory and such power, how can it? It can't be that it's more than the dispensation that we're living in. So how much more shall this power and glory that we have be rather glorious? It shall exceed that of Moses. The Lord said, we don't realize. It's just like a bank account. This has happened to me recently. I checked my account. I didn't know someone had put something in it. I was like, oh, okay. I was prompted to check it that day. But God has deposited something in these vessels. And we for whatever reason, haven't accessed that power. Now, so he says, how much more the dispensation of the Spirit, this spiritual ministry whose task is to cause men to obtain and be governed by the Holy Spirit, be attended with much greater and more splendid glory, or you could say power. Now, so you have this amazing power deposited into you. And now I want to, you need to take my earring off, you can. Okay. Thank you, Zuri. What was I going to turn to? Of course, you don't know that, do you? I'll give you 2 minutes of praying tongues and tell them, no, just kidding. 2 Corinthians 4 is where I wanted to go. But don't you just love Zuri? Yeah. She's a godsend. She's a very present help in time of trouble. Trust me. So now let's look at 2 Corinthians 4. And I'll start with 3. I'm sorry. 2 Corinthians 4, I'll start with verse 6. For God who said, let light shine out of darkness, has shone in our hearts so as to beam forth the light for the illumination of the knowledge of the majesty and glory of God as it is manifest in the person and is revealed in the face of Jesus Christ. However, we possess this precious treasure in earthen vessels, that the grandeur and exceeding greatness of the power may be shown to be from God and not of ourselves. So another thing that Pastor Lynn Hammond said, that the infilling of the Spirit was the Holy Spirit's way of saying, I'm here, the power is here, I'm here. So this power, we have this treasure in earthen vessels, that the excellency, the King James says, of the power may be of God and not of us. So what he's saying is, okay, you have a treasure that I've deposited into this vessel of yours. And so I want my power displayed through you. I want this kratos, this demonstrative power. I want this force now dispensing the earth to cause my will to come to pass. But I need some handmaidens. I need some handmaidens, because I promise you in these end times that I was going to pour out of my Spirit upon all flesh. And I said the handmaidens now would be the one of the ringleaders in this dispensing of the Spirit's power. Now, so this power, 2020 being the year of manifested power. Let me go, let's see here. I thought I wrote down something, but manifest means to appear in the open, to be clearly seen. I'm just paraphrasing. I wrote it down, but I don't remember what I did with it. But God is wanting to show, reveal, make himself known through the power. Yes. It's time for this power to be revealed. It's just like electricity. And if I have that prophecy, I may read it from Brother Hagin. It's been here all along. But men had to be relentless, and they stayed right with it until that power was manifested, and we have something called electricity. But God is calling handmaidens a power. Handmaidens to not only just have that power, but he calling handmaidens to dispense this power in these end times. So now, let's go to Luke chapter 24, I think I want to go to. Now, this message tonight is for you individually and for you corporately, and I'm believing the Lord to pull it all together for us, okay? But I'm telling you, handmaidens of the Lord. Oh, thank you, sir. So handmaiden. So the term handmaiden is what we would know as a bond servant. You know, it's like a slave that's voluntarily or involuntarily. But in particular, these handmaidens in Acts that we're going to get to, it is talking about people, these women that give themselves. Lord, as Brother Copeland said, I'm at your every command. You don't have to keep begging me. You don't have to have Iva keep telling me to build myself up and pray in tongues an hour a day, because I am your handmaid. I'm your bond servant. I'm giving myself to you freely. So I'm going to get up when my flesh don't want to get up, and I'm going to stay up, and I'm going to pray when my flesh is screaming. No! Amen. See, a bond servant, people that willingly lay their lives down. People that get up at 3 a.m. People that stay up when you need to stay up. You know, we can't handle some of these things. We handling with a second grade vocabulary.
There you go.
Right. Remember this language of heaven?
Yes.
So some of you, all your language is, where tongue is concerned, is da-da. Da-da. Oh, what you want, baby? What you want? You know. And some of you, all of you say, Mommy, may I have, Mommy? So think about this. How would you function if somehow you got in college, but you only had a second grade vocabulary?
Not well.
Same way in the kingdom. We are citizens of heaven. Just like a citizen of the United States have a first language, English, the citizens of heaven have the first language praying in the Holy Ghost. And God is teaching us how to become handmaidens of power. Now, Luke chapter 24, verses 48 and 49. You are witnesses of these things. And behold, I will send forth upon you what my Father has promised. But remain in the city. And I will say, remain in the prayer closet until you be endued with power from on high. The Lord is wanting us to stay there a while. You know, sometimes it takes more than 5 minutes, a quarter of my shoulder, by kasha, tie my bow tie, to have a little power, you know? But God has given us a way to be handmaids of power. I come from a background of tarrying. I know we don't like that word because everything, you know, we're moving at the speed of light now because we want everything quick. But I'm telling you, I have learned something about waiting and tarrying before the Lord. Yep. If you do it right, it's awesome. So he said, wait until you are endued with power from on high. Handmaidens of his power. Now I want to kind of summarize a dream that Dr. Billy Brim, Miss Billy Brim had back in 2000. She told this dream at the 2008 Ministers Conference. Now she said she was in a dream. She was in Kansas City, and two people stood out in the dream. One figure was a man who was the spiritual leader or a pastor type. The other was another man. Evil authority was after the other man. The other man was dressed in a checkered shirt that was buttoned down and buttoned at the collar and reminded me how someone might have been dressed at the turn of the century into the 20th century. Now we're 21st, into the 20th century. Then I saw a book. The man was sought after by the evil authorities because he had written the book. And then using computer language, the book filled the whole window of my dream. And it was open to the title page. And on the side of it was like in black ink. I didn't read it because I didn't focus on it because I focused on the cross page. The left side, which had the name, the one word and title in huge letters. Those huge letters were lifted up off the page in bas relief. And they were in gold, solid gold. They were not gold leaf. They looked as if they could have been carved out of a gold bar. There were an old English type letter. They were in old English type letters. She says, you know, have you ever seen an old hand-lettered Bible that was so fancy, the lettering, you couldn't even make out the letters? That's how it was. And so my focus went to that one first letter, and I focused down on it. I thought it was the Hebrew word, the letter tet. But then I saw that it was a very stylized T. And when I saw the T, then the whole world came up off the page. The whole word came up off the page. And it not only came up off the page, it went across the dream. It could have gone around the world. And the word was tongues, she has here, capital T-O-N-G-U-E-S. She said, I knew that the gold spoke of their value. And I knew that the way they stretched spoke of their expanse. I woke up and the Holy Spirit immediately in the strong authoritative voice said, the weapons of your warfare are not carnal, but they are mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds. He that speaks in an unknown tongue speaks not unto man, but unto God, for no man understands him, howbeit in the spirit he speak mysteries. And then she told about how some attacks that had happened to different ministries and different pastors around the world. And she said, I saw that they were physical attacks, they were health attacks, financial attacks, media attacks. And she said, I saw something. I saw that they were orchestrated by the head of the kingdom of darkness, Satan himself. I saw that they were designed to hit all at once as terrorists like to hit various locations at one time. Then I heard, the attack is against your power. Wow. See how he loves it when you keep your mouth shut? You don't use your heavenly language. The attack is against your power. And then she said, and then I heard, your power is the way out. Now, what power was he referring to? And she says, then I heard Jesus said, you shall receive power after that the Holy Spirit is come upon you. What was the initial evidence of that power? coming upon them. They spoke with other tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance. If the attack is against our power, then we are to increase the use of our power. I know personally I was to increase my praying in tongues. For after all, I know that to speak is to rearrange things. Can't you think of some things need to be changed and rearranged? It's overwhelmingly, we don't know how to do it. People, we don't know how to pray about it. But he didn't leave us helpless. He gave us some power. And she said, and I can rearrange them far higher than any mental words know to arrange them. For in these last days, people say, how do we pray about Israel? How do we pray about the coronavirus? How do we pray about the revival capital of the world? Best way is tongues for everything. So now, listen. Now, fast forward into 2020. God has given us more insight through Pastor Lynn about the language has to match the season we're in. So, this language, this season, the language has to accompany the season we're in. And she gave an amazing analogy. Think about technology. Back 20 years ago, internet. Yeah. Online, like, you know, Apple. I mean, when you think of Apple, I don't see the fruit at first like I used to. I think of this phone here. You know, a web page. Like what page? Web page. Facebook. What? You know, I was just getting used to what the other one was before Facebook. MySpace, yeah. I mean, when I finally decided to get brave, because you know I'm technically challenged. So when I finally decided to get brave to try MySpace, then it was Facebook. I'm like, wait a minute, I'm trying to keep up. You know, I still want to use WordPerfect. I bet some of y'all don't know what that is. I'm trying to keep up with Office. I mean, you know, but, you know, the language, the words are out here to match the times we're living in.
Yes, that's right. That's good, Sister Anna.
Do you think God has some languages? Do you think he has some phrases? Do you think he has some words, some vocabulary that can take care of anything we face? So, the Holy Spirit. Now, remember, in Acts, they did what he said. Don't do anything until you be endued with the power from on high. They did that, and you know what resulted. Acts chapter 2. But we're not going to go there yet because I want to take a side journey. Here for a minute, I want to say something. I wrote something down. Oh, yes. So, the tongues now, our language, our spiritual language, helps us with the function of the Holy Spirit. Because the function of the Holy Spirit is to fill a man with the spirit of power and courage, which will make him triumphant in every area of life. So you come and you're waiting until you get endued. You've got now another, your vocabulary is growing in quality and in quantity. And now you come and you come up here to pre-service prayer and you dispense. But then all the while you getting up, you know, you got your clock set or whatever you do, and you're praying, you know, I'll take you at 5 minutes. You're not doing 5 minutes on purpose. God will take you any way he can get you. But it's something about the hour.
That's right.
Something about the hour. And so sometimes I find myself praying many hours. Sometimes just the hour. But I try to get that hour. You know, and because I'm doing it on purpose, and now I'm pressing myself. Because I have signed up. I've given myself over. I'm a handmaiden. Yes. He doesn't have to ask me to get up.
There you go.
Because God wants us to release his power in the earth, to dispense his power, to go and allocate some power to the coronavirus. They will shut it down. So I have friends, you know, and they send me, I'm like, stop it already. Sending me these things, and I'm thinking, oh, what's this? And this is something about what to do about the coronavirus. I'm like, send me Psalms 91, okay? Were you okay already, Christian? Send me Psalms 91, because I'm not going to look at that, because the hand sanitizer can't do what Psalms 91 can do. They sold out of that, but you can't sell out of this. This is alive forever. And so people are fearing. I know Christian people too. Some of you probably in this room. Oh, dear God, how am I going to get my hand sanitizer? I'll tell you where it is. No plague shall come nigh my dwelling place. That's your hand sanitizer. No evil shall befall me. No virus. No disease, no the germs. I mean germs, not the germs. But I'm telling you, but you take practice to be in that mode. So when I saw coronavirus, I just like, delete? No. Send me something, say, glory to God. I know you are a prayer, and I know you probably done quoted Psalms 91 100 times. Yes, my God, I have. You know, but don't be sending me stuff because I'm not going to read it. And I'm trying to get over here and get this language now. I'm all caught up in the game with this language of ours, you know, because I'm seeing some things. I'm seeing some changes. Because I have a fresh revelation of what God has given us when it comes to speaking in unknown tongues. You know, the Holy Spirit, you know, we be, you know, and I mean, you know, but you know, you can go more than, you know, like I told you, da-da, or, you know. But I'll say this, another interesting thing Lynn Hammond said about this tongues. And she said how that she would, you know, she's amazing at praying in tongues. But she would say how that she trained herself to not say the same syllables and things over in tongues. And she got pretty good at it. And she said, when God gave her this prophetic word, this is not it, but I'm just saying, prophetic word about tongues, he said, don't do that. Because of the diversity of the language, you can say kamarosha, kamarosha. Every time you say it, it's something different. So don't tell me there's not a way out. Don't tell me that we can't stop anything that comes against us. That's what the early church did. And we're going to see that in a minute. I remember I was in another state several years ago, and I was going to teach on praying in tongues. And I taught a little bit about it being our language and yada, yada, yada. But I remember I was going to teach, and I was studying, preparing, and I was reading down through the book of Acts. You know, this, you know how they got filled on the day of Pentecost, and they all were filled, you know, da-da-da-da, tongues of fire set on their head, and they all were filled with the Holy Ghost, and they spake in other tongues. Then, da-da-da-da-da, the Spirit gave them utterance, and all that happened. Then, boom, go over to chapter 4, and then you know how they were praying, and they said the place where they were praying was shaken. And the Lord, every time I got to a place in Acts where they were praying, the Lord asked me a question. He said, how do you think they were praying? And I said, oh, my God. Oh, my Father. So I flipped back and I started over. He would ask me, how do you think they were praying? Think about it. They had just gotten filled with the Holy Ghost. And there was such kratos, demonstrative, eruptive power. They were like, whoa, this is something else. We had no idea this is what Jesus was talking about. So we're going to keep this up. And then they began to dismiss that power. And then all of these signs, wonders, and miracles started happening. People getting saved by thousands. And then there were these healings and there was these miracles because somebody decided to be a handmaid and a servant of power.
Yes.
How do you think they were praying? Helps us. The power gets from within up to upon us when we pray in the Holy Ghost. Now, let's see. Like she said, the words in our vocabulary defines the season we're living in. It defines what we are. It defines, and I'm adding this to it, the realms from which we are operating. Now, the Holy Spirit, you know, Jesus said in John 14 that he will send us the comforter, the strengthener, the helper, the standby. And I saw something today because I was reminded of something, again, that I read from Lynn Hamlin. And I went and got my William Barclay book and looked it up again. But our definition for the Holy Spirit, you know, as the comforter, you know, the paracletos, have been narrowed to mean comfort and consolation. However, according to William Barclay, that's not how the early translators translated it. So let me find that because it goes along with this power. Because praying in tongues makes you the way of what I'm about to read. Let's see. I know I have it here. Okay, yes. So according to William Barclay in his book, New Testament Words, the word comforter is derived from the Latin word for fortress. It was chosen by the first translators because it refers to a person who is brave, who is strong, and who is courageous. I'm talking about the Holy Spirit, and that's how he makes us, especially when we pray in the Holy Ghost. He said, it's like a warrior who meets challenges with a strength that defies all odds. Or you could say that might, that we talked about earlier, that force and that kratos, that erupted power. He says, it speaks of someone who is lion-hearted, tough, or a force that dominates and pursues. And I wrote out by this, power. Then, I thought I wrote something else about this. So it doesn't mean just to console and to comfort. You see a bunch of people that are brave, like those people, those guys over in Chronicles. They said they had lion faces. And they wasn't running for nothing, and they wasn't trying to buy toilet paper because they were running scared. I'm not saying don't prepare. I mean, you know. But I need, if you're going to spend an hour going from store to store looking for toilet paper, you could have prayed in the Holy Ghost. Maybe someone just dropped through the ceiling. I don't know. Handmaids of power. Now, this manifested power for 2020, I'm convinced it's about to come on the scene in a higher degree. I'm convinced. And the Lord said that the handmaids know how to lead the pack. That's what he said. And I got to thinking about some of the handmaidens in the Bible. Hannah, she got over into that place, that power came. She couldn't even, the Bible says she was, her lips were moving, but her heart was praying. And that power came and she conceived. And the devil, you know what the devil was doing to her, making fun of her.
That's right.
But you know what? She got a hold of some power and she conceived and gave birth. I was thinking about Esther. She wasn't the first, she wasn't the chosen one. But she got a hold of some power. Because she called all the women in Shushan, say, I'm calling a fast and in prayer. Because I got to have some power before I go before the king. And I was thinking of Anna, who would not leave that temple because she saw, because she was praying. And she didn't even have the Holy Ghost yet that I can tell. But she was a prayer. But she had the principle that she wouldn't leave that temple until something happened. And she got over in the spirit and she saw the consolation for Israel. And here was Simeon over here praying at the same time. And the Lord spoke to him, said, get up and go down to the temple now. And they saw when Jesus walked in there. Think about it. You're looking for the consolation for Israel. I can guarantee you they didn't expect it to be a baby in someone's arm. But because they were over in the spirit, when they saw the baby, they knew that's what it was. To the point that Simeon walked over, picked up the baby out of Mary's hand and said, and began to prophesy. Now, if he can do that without tongues, what can we do with tongues?
Amen. Amen.
And that little prophetess was there in that temple. And you know other people were praying with them, because if you look in Luke chapter 1 verse 10, it said they were all there praying, but Anna was in that temple. And what marked her wasn't the fact that she was a prophetess, but what marked her, and I think she made the Bible, because she prayed and prayed in the consolation for Israel. Handmaidens of his power. So, praying in the Holy Ghost, getting ourselves. And I was thinking about a time that Pastor Terry was telling of the time she and another pastor were in Australia. Remember that? And they were praying as hard and fast as they can in tongues. And they, you know, this other pastor called her room and said, man, I just can't stop. I'm just praying in tongues hard and fast as I can. But I forgot all the story, but what it was just like something was empty and they had to fill it. There are some empty places in the spirit realm that we have to fill. We have to get our tongues up now to match the season we're in. We have to get the vocabulary of the spirit for this season. You know how that is. If you're not speaking it, you're not going to grow. You're not going to have that additional power upon you. You're not going to have the fire of God. Now, I wrote these down from Sister Lynn. Your language is a container of the essence of God. So when you're speaking in your language, everybody's language is specific to them. But then God brings us together, and then there we all, our languages converge into this amazing, amazing marasara, a power that God releases through the corporate supply. And she said, the language will change the world, and it will change you. And that's one of the dynamics I love about prayer. All the while you're praying, I don't care if it's the kind of praying where you're just going at it and you know you are changing and rearranging things. Still, the Lord, the Holy Spirit, is so multifaceted, He's changing you all at the same time. And you don't even know it. You were worried about that little character flaw. You over there singing. This problem that I had, work it out, you know. I couldn't seem to break, work it out, you know. I pray to the Lord, work it out. Please don't be late, work it out. Turn it over to Jesus, you know. You know, but it's like that, you know. And you know that little problem that you have, and you're trying to fix it yourself. You do this, next thing you know, you go, oh, wait a minute. I'm free. Oh, what happened? Because He was working on you. At the same time you were working on the coronavirus. At the same time you were working on the revival capital of the world. He was working on you. Because you signed up to be a handmaid of His power. He don't have to beg you to get up. He don't have to beg you to stay up. These handmaidens, they get up. In fact, God tell me sometimes, you need to rest, girl. And I said, oh, okay. And of course, there's wisdom in that. But oh, honey, don't get it twisted. There are times when my flesh try to trick me. So, oh, you just need to lay down and rest. And I know I can't. I know I, because I'm a handmaid. I chose to do this. God don't make me do it. I chose to give myself to praying in the Holy Ghost an hour, some days many hours. Some days up at 2, and you know, praying to 6:30, and I got to go to work, and I go all day. But it's a grace. Now, I'm not trying to tell you to get into works, but I'm telling you, it's something about being His handmaid, because God knows how to refuel you. God knows how to empower you and have the power come upon you. Because there'll be, look, I'm like, this friend used to tell me, she was radical. We prayed together over some things, mostly some of her assignments. She was radical. And we'd be praying at 7 in the morning. Next thing I know, it's 4 in the p.m. in the afternoon. Next thing I know, it's 7 p.m. And next thing I know, I'm shaking. And she said, I'm sleeping. I'm like, blah, 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 blah. And she'll say, you'll sleep when you get your victory. Woo! You can sleep then. You can't sleep now. And I remember this very girl. I knew something about that because my spiritual mom was that way. Boy, she was something else. And she would have me stand up all night. She would just wash my face. She said, I don't know, you just need to pray in the Holy Ghost. But this friend of mine, we were praying. We was one of those, we had just prayed literally from 7 in the morning till about 6 something in the morning. I hung up the phone. My brother called me. He said, they are care flighting Barbara, my sister, to the hospital. She has a blood clot and they have to amputate her leg. I said, oh no, you're not gonna do that. So I hung up on my brother. I didn't say yes, no, I just click oop, and I called my girlfriend. And we got right back over in the spirit. Shut up, because it was about 7 o'clock a.m. in the morning. By the time my brother called me, somewhere between 6:30 and 7. And we got to, all we did was prayed in tongues. Prayed in tongues, prayed in tongues. It's 9, it's 10 a.m. It's 11 a.m., it's 12 p.m. It's 3 o'clock, it's 4 o'clock. And the phone beeping, I won't answer it because I know what they're going to tell me. I will not answer it because my sister will not lose her leg. And we prayed. We prayed. Next thing I know, it's about 6 in the evening. We knew we got it. And that phone had been ringing. My friend said, you can call your family now because we know it's okay. So I called them. They said, we've been trying to get a hold of you all day. I said, I know. So tell me what happened. They said, well, they didn't have to cut a leg off. I said, that's what I was doing. Do you get it? I do not have time to talk to you because you don't get it. And I didn't know how to save a leg other than praying in tongues. And she has that leg today. I don't think so, devil. It's not going to happen. And my spiritual mom, same situation. If I told you that one, I can tell you many. Praying in the Holy Ghost. And me, my spiritual mom, I mean, she's like way out there. You know, she's scary in the sense of her commitment to this, you know? But I'm telling you, that woman moves some power. I'm alive, I believe, because of her. Because I was given the report that I wasn't going to live. I was pregnant. I had the worst form of toxemia that this doctor had ever seen. He said, no one lives that has what you have. My spiritual mom said, oh, babe, I'm walking the floor. She said, you're going to live. She said, you're going to live. And she said, I'm going to come up there. I'm going to tell that doctor, don't tell you nothing else. And she said, that baby going to live too. And she would call me and she'd just be crying. She said, baby, I walked the floor all night. She said, but I know I haven't gotten a breakthrough yet. I'm like, don't tell me. She said, but God told me to keep walking the floor. So, because I know her, she said she walked the floor all night. She don't mean she walked the floor from 12 to 1 and went to bed. Because I lived with her for a while. And boy, whoo, I had to use my faith. And then, as soon as I was a new Christian, right? She had me up all night long. And now it's 5 o'clock. Well, that's what time we get up and go to work. She said, babe, I don't believe you're supposed to stay off work. You need to go to work. I'm like, what? I'm going to call in sick then. Hey, you know, I'm a baby Christian, right? She said, no, now you're about to cancel everything we pray. You can't lie. You know, sounded good to me. Call in sick. I am sick, don't talk. She said, no. So I go to work, and she said, if it was me, baby, I'll repent when you let me know. But she says, this was the Holy Ghost. You're going to be refreshed. Your mental capacity is going to be strong. And it seemed like those days at work, I had more strategies than I did when I thought I had rest. Because she taught me to be a handmaiden of his power. She taught me to be a handmaiden of the Lord. Tongues. The language has to accompany the season we're in. Praying in the Holy Ghost. Now, how many times have we heard Brother Copeland say, you can pray in tongues long enough to find out anything. Handmaidens of his power. Amen? Amen. Oh, man, I forgot. I got caught up. I left the clocks back there. Okay, 7 minutes. Okay, Lord, what we do? All right. Now, Rick Renner, he gave, you know how he does in Sparkling Gems. So he gave the scripture in Mark 16, 17, these signs shall follow them that believe. In my name shall they cast out devils, and they shall speak with new tongues. So this word speak here, and it's the same word speak when it says in 1 Corinthians 14, he who speaks in an unknown tongue speaks not unto man but unto God. But this word speak means to speak. But the Greek tense presents the picture of people continuously speaking in tongues. Rick Renner goes on to say, in fact, this Greek word for speak is the same word used to describe someone who speaks fluently in his language or in some other language. And so he said, this clearly shows us that the believers were speaking nonstop in tongues in the book of Acts, in Acts chapter 2, there, nonstop in tongues. And it's a spiritual language. We know it's not a linguistic language, it's a spiritual language. But it is the evidence of our power. It's the initial evidence of our power. We want to increase, because remember, the Holy Spirit spoke to Pastor Bill, Dr. Bill and Ms. Billy Brim and said, he's after our power. He is. But, oh, we got news for him. We got news for him, right? Right, handmaidens? Because you're going to sign up, amen? You're going to sign up to be a handmaid, and I'm going to let you and God decide how much. I'm going to let you and God decide, you know, the army, you know, 4 years, 2 years, you know. You know, you can sign up 1 minute, 2 minute, you know. You have to make a decision. Your vocabulary going to be like a genius or be like a first grader. But the spiritual language has to match the season we're in. The revival capital of the world, what? Oh, I would be amiss if I didn't read the scripture in Romans 8. So, my scripture book, I'm sorry. Because it's different translations of Romans 8:26. It also kind of paints the picture, kind of drive the nail in of what we're talking about. And I've got to read Acts, it's 8:55, pray. Somebody pray. Would you tarry with me another hour? No, just kidding. Oh my God. See, ushers, security, we got to resuscitate some people. No, just kidding. But I promise you, I'm hurrying. You know, because I don't know when I'll get to come to the ladies' meeting again. I was going to read Romans, not Ephesians, Romans. I read Ephesians earlier. Romans 8:26. And then I'll read this promise for the handmaid. And then can we spend maybe 5 minutes, Kathy, praying? Okay. Well, it's Apostle. Is he watching me? Apostle, please. He's watching me. I know he's hiding out somewhere. Okay. 8:26. The Spirit helps out. Wait a minute. Where's the original one? Oh, here we go. Likewise, the Spirit also helpeth our infirmities. For we know not what we should pray for as we ought, but the Spirit itself make an intercession for us with groanings which cannot be uttered. The Weiss translation. The Spirit lends us a helping hand with reference to our weakness. We don't know how to pray about our own lives, let alone the revival capital of the world, let alone the elections. We overwhelmed, right? For the particular thing we should pray for, according to what is necessary in the nature of the case, we do not know with an absolute knowledge. That was Weiss. New Life translation. The Holy Spirit prays to God for us with sounds that cannot be put into words. Because, see, this language has more than just words. It has cries, sounds, tones. The Phillips translation. Help us in our present limitations. Boy, we're pretty limited in our understanding, aren't we? In our English, or whatever your language is. The basic translation. The Spirit puts our desires into words which are not in our power to say. You have to have some power to be able to put something in certain words of the Spirit to say. But the Spirit through us has that power. He empowers us and it comes out. The English Bible. The Spirit prays on our behalf with inward cries beyond ordinary speech. The New American Standard Bible, with groanings too deep for words. The Godspeed Bible, with inexpressible yearnings. The Translator's New Testament, with our inarticulate cries. The New English Bible, we do not even know how we ought to pray or what is right to pray for. But through our inarticulate groans, the Spirit is pleading for us. Wow. The Blackwelder translation. The Spirit gives assistance in our weakness. He takes hold of our problem on the other side. The Barclay translation. The Spirit himself intercedes for us when the only prayers that we can offer are inarticulate cries. The Jerusalem Bible. I'm going to do that one last. The Wands translation. We do not even know how precisely what we ought to pray for, but the Spirit himself comes to our assistance with inarticulate groanings. The Johnson translation. We also have a Spirit who compensates for our inadequacies. It's okay to be inadequate. He compensates for them. Isn't there hope now?
Yes, amen.
Right? Likewise, the Spirit comes to the assistance of our limitations, for we do not know how to express, this is authentic translation, ourselves adequately in prayer, But the Spirit itself makes intercession with speechless moans. Now back to the Jerusalem Bible. For when we cannot choose words in order to pray, something about that just latched down in my heart. We cannot choose words in order to pray properly. Watch this. The Spirit Himself expresses our plea in a way that could never be put into words, or you might say English words. When we cannot choose the right words to pray properly, in order to pray properly, the Spirit Himself expresses our plea in ways that never can be put into words. And all He needs is a handmaid of the Lord that will rise up way before day. Roda la casa de beke, lumbragondra acro sodre grando, racialabra asakele meta okromana. Yes, corob rensa kela baborge dala babotaga. And then I said, in the last days, I will pour out my spirit upon all flesh. I did say my sons and daughters will prophesy. I did say my old men will see vision, my young men will dream dreams. I did say that in those days, these are those days, that I will pour out of my spirit upon my handmaids and my servants in those days, and they shall prophesy. And why you'll prophesy? Because tongue is the prerequisite for praying prophetically. And so you're praying in the Holy Ghost now, and He comes up on you, and then all this anointings, all these dynamics of the Spirit begin to move, and we begin to dispense this power now, not only in our individual lives, but we begin to dispense this power for our nation, for against disease, against germs, against every virus known. Let's do that for 5 minutes, and then we'll be done. Zela poraka shela bohokataliya. Zela bokor reba rakasiya reba bohosheke. So you guys can come up here and join me. You guys, Kristen Abranza Gale, near the Brusa Calabron de la Kisaka. Zela prundora hai. Or Dana come. Zia rabo Dana. Yeah. Zia reba rakasera. Ellen Narakus, Regina, Rebecca, Rashika, Linda, Hanna Rebessoro, Renda Rebecca, Rabba Bahoshika, Lisa, all you people that are down to here on the phones that don't get to pray with, well, you get to pray with me, but not here. Yeah. Everybody, come on. Kresa Bronda Rakasa Seyraba. I know these people are handmaids. I pray with men of Genie, come on. Zila Poreke Shekadaba. Rika tokaraba bohoshekaraba. Zela prokosokaraba dana de ekononama. Zila prokos lekanda. Lekonomora kese marle kalamanosha. Arenta laka nura boche. Zela prokoshekelebeke se selaba. Come closer to Donna and Regina. Come, Kathy. Come on, Kathy. Ala brasso robokose. Ebre Kathy, come right here. Zela matolo marokota. Rubber raketekeleba hoshekelabokota. Zela prokosakos West Zuri. Zeo raboshake taraba. Araboko seke teraboko sakada. Zela broko lakata mana mana. Zela broko shakala na maka sataba. Ora broko sekela. Lekara boho shakala raboko sekada ba. Zele aranono. Rukurada. Lukrama. Okora. Move out the raka sarabaka. Move out the roko raka haka naraboko sha. Oh, rako shakara rabaka za. Oh, rako sokraba boko shakada raba. Arabado rabeke sete. Arabako selaba kota ramana. Roko raboshake. Araba boraka tekere rabaka. Araba koshekete rabaka. Araba boshekete. Araba boshekete rabaka sa. Araba boshekete rabako sa. Oh, araba bokoshe. Araka shakara rabaka. Araba shakateke mana mamaka. Oh, reko toka ramada. We dispense now the power of God throughout America. Arashaka takoto. We dispense now the power of God throughout the the United States of America, in the streets now, in the grocery stores, in the name of Jesus. Open the roko shake it head of the back inside. Oh, rabba shoka taka nada boko saka da. Oh, yeah, ha ha ha. Oh, ha 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 now. Oh, yes, yes. Oh, roshakata. Oh, Father, I thank you now. All across America, watchers are coming on the walls now. Oh, roko shake it, papa rabba boko taka da da baka. Oh, roko shake it head of the back inside. Oh, raka shake it, toka poka boka da ba. Oh, raka da da baka sika da da ma da. Oh, rabba baba hosha kata da da baka sa. Father, I thank you for the revival capital of the world now. I thank you, Father God. Oh, Father, Hayoro Shekinah. Yes, Hayoro Shekinah. Hayoro Shekinah. Hayoro Shekinah. Hayoro Shekinah. Ha, 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 ha. Oh, yes. Ha, 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 ha. Oregorora Bobo Shekatokobo. Arakabora Rabaka Seketeke Rebeka Setaba. Oh, Father, we thank you now, Lord God. Oh, Roko Shekate. Oh, Rekataka Kakaka. Oh, Rekataka Kaka. For signs and wonders and miracles now. Oh, dear God, miracles in the streets now. Miracles in the Araka Sakataraba. Miracles, healings now. Oh, Rosheke Telabo Rababa. Oh, Roko Teremeke Serabo Kasa. Oh, Rabba Rakateke Rabobo. Oh, Rakateke Taka Taka Rabaka. Oh, Rakatoka Rabado. Rana Rabo Sokota. Rana Rabo Kosheke Tarabaka. Oh, Rabo Semanda, Manda, Manda, Bako. Change and rearrange, Lord. Oh, ha, ha, ha. According to your plan, according to your purpose now. Oh, Roko Toko Rababobo Hosheke. Raka Kaka Koko Rababobo Sokoda. Roko Bobo Hosheka Rabaka. Ramanura Raboko Sede. Raboko Rababobo Hosheke. Rabababobo Hosheke Rabekeza. Rabababobo Hosheke. Rababobo Sheka Tekaramaka. Rababobo Hosheke Terabeke. Rabaka Yarabobo Seke Terabaka. Oh, Rabadose. Oh, Rabababa Se Anana. E Barobo Soko Ramana Ramana Nana. E Raboko Shete. Oh, ho, 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 yeah. Oh, Father. Plans, ha, ha, ha. Plans now, ha, ha. Reba Ramano Manashake Ramona Mana 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 Mana. Oh, Reba Bada 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 Second in a vacation, the Bada. Oh, Rabada Rada Bake, Sister Babe. Oh, Rababara, Nere, Mandra, Boko, Sister Babe. Oh, Rababara, Manashera, Rabakasa. Yea, Rababakasi. Oh, Rabababobo, Shera, Rababahasa, Kada. Oh, Rabababa, Roboro, Roboko, Rababara, Nere, Ekede. Oh, Rababa, Yorobaboko, Rababaka, Rababoko, Sigan. Oh, Rababa, Sikidin. Zoribano, and Bronzo Grande, Rabando, Roboko. Zedebaru Brangaria, Korama Mama Sikidia. Oh, there's a lifting. There's a lifting. Yes, Lord, I hear you. There's a lifting now. My. Oh, Spirit of grace and supplication. Oh, thank you, Father, for the language of heaven. Thank you now for strengthening us in our enemy hands. Oh, Father. Oh, God. Oh, how I long for it, Lord. Yes, the pradiando. Yes, the pradiando. Kamalini akata. Oh, Ramanasa kata. Hamregede rebeke, sister. I'm telling you, ladies, the best thing you could ever do for your life is become a handmaid of His power. Where you're praying, setting aside some time. And it's between you and God about how much. But do you see what's happening here?
Yes.
Most of these people I've been praying with for a long time. And I know if I encourage them to pray in tongues an hour, they do it. And I can tell the difference. I probably could go down the line and get testimonies, but we're not going to do that tonight. And I'm not saying you don't do that. But I just know the Lord told me to bring this word to you. For the ladies of this church, handmaids of His power. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you, Spirit of Grace. Thank you. Father, we pray for Pastor George and Terry. We thank you for helping them. Utterance in the Holy Ghost, Lord. Oh, utterance now, Father, in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, Father, strengthen them. Reinforce them with mighty power in the enemy. We surround them with our faith and love. And we wrap them in Psalms 91. We wrap all the whole team in Psalms 91. And I say, it is their guard against every attack, everything, anything the enemy will send their way. It will come up against Psalms 91 and fall dead. I lift up Brother Copeland, Miss Gloria, Father. Thank you for utterance for Brother Copeland tomorrow night. Thank you, Father, for insight, concept, and ideas now. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. We give you praise for him, Father. Strengthen him now, Lord. We wrap them in Psalms 91. No evil, no plague, no calamity will come out of their dwelling place. Thank you for a long, strong 120 years. We agree with him in the name of Jesus.